But first, State Representative Jeff Irwin, Ann Arbor Democrat, formally introduced legislation today to decriminalize the possession of small amounts of marijuana. So just what would House Bill 4623 mean for Michigan? Representative Jeff Irwin joins us now from the Capitol. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
So tell us, what would your bill do? What would 4623 call for?
House Bill 4623 would decriminalize marijuana in Michigan, and it would mean that individuals who were caught possessing small amounts, up to and including an ounce, would receive a civil infraction rather than a misdemeanor. And as a result, they would be required to pay a small fine rather than face jail time and the considerable fines that are incumbent to a misdemeanor charge.
So how would this work in relationship to federal law, which, of course, we've seen come up when Detroit and Grand Rapids and several other cities decriminalized pot? How would this work, because it's still illegal under U.S. law to possess and use marijuana?
Well, certainly. And if the DEA were operating a sting on, you know, small marijuana users, then they could still be busted under federal law. And this wouldn't change that one bit. But as we know, most of the effort to enforce marijuana laws, most of the money that is spent to enforce marijuana prohibition is spent at the local and state level.
So why do you feel this is the time, and why do you feel this is an issue of concern to people all through Michigan?
Well, this is an important issue for people all through Michigan because we spend a tremendous amount of money enforcing marijuana prohibition. A conservative estimate is around $325 million every year between state and local governments, and that money is spent to arrest, try, and incarcerate marijuana users. Those dollars, a significant amount of money, could be redirected towards more important priorities for our state, growing jobs, investing in our education system, improving our roads, freeing up those public safety resources to focus on violent crimes. Those are all higher priorities for me, and I think that they're higher priorities for most of the people here in Michigan. The Pew Center just released data that shows that a majority of Americans support marijuana legalization, much less decriminalization, and 72% of the folks support the idea that we spend more money enforcing this marijuana prohibition than it's worth. So the opportunity to redirect those resources is a big part of it. There's also a philosophical angle to this. You know, this is America. We have a tradition of freedom and liberty here in this country. And I think that that tradition is based on the idea that if individuals are engaging in behavior that is a harm to no one but themselves, the government should stay out of that. And, you know, this is an opportunity, really, not only to save a lot of money, but also to accomplish a win for a smaller government.
And I know you've heard this approach from critics, and so I wondered what your response is to critics who say, wait a minute, decriminalizing marijuana will lead to more drug use. Do not open the door.
Well, it's just not true. There are already 17 states in America who have decriminalized marijuana. States similar to Michigan, like Ohio, have decriminalized marijuana, and there has not been chaos in the streets, and there has not been an increase in marijuana use. And what we find from the research is that when people make a decision to use marijuana, it usually is completely disconnected from the criminal penalties that are associated with that use.
Well, how do you get past the stigma then? As you say that it does not bear out that it does lead to more drug use, but where did that stigma come from and how do you get past it?
Well, you know, I'm not sure that getting past the stigma, quote unquote, is the issue. In fact, that might be the best way to encourage folks to engage in healthy behaviors. Look at what's happened with cigarette use in America. We used to have a much higher percentage of people who would smoke cigarettes on a regular basis. And it wasn't so much increasing laws that caused cigarette use to go down. It was really a concerted public campaign to communicate to people the real dangers and real harms of cigarette and tobacco use. So, you know, I think that the best way to make sure that people are acting responsibly is to give them good information and not spend a tremendous amount of money trying to lock them up and run them through the mill of the criminal justice system.
I have to wonder, just free associating here, what do you say to those who say, oh, surprise, surprise, here's a representative from Ann Arbor, famous for the hash bash, home of some of the most lenient laws on marijuana possession in the entire nation, introducing this legislation to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana? He's only doing it for those constituents. What do you say to those folks?
Well, I would encourage them to look at the list of co-sponsors we have on this legislation. We have co-sponsors from all over the state, and we have co-sponsors from both political parties. And like I just said a moment ago, there really is an opportunity on this issue to bring everyone together around a more sensible and sober policy around marijuana laws. And so that's why we're seeing even very conservative legislators who believe in small government, who believe in getting government out of our bedrooms and out of our homes, jumping on board this idea. So there really is an opportunity here for both parties and rural and urban areas to come together and pass a policy that makes more sense for Michigan. And it also stands on the shoulders of so many local initiatives all across the state that have enacted decriminalization policies at the local level.
You have said many legislators will say one thing in private about marijuana decriminalization and then don't want to go public. They're too shy to go public with their support. Why is that, and what do you think it will take to turn that?
Well, I just think that a lot of folks who stand for election are, you know, risk averse, and they don't want to get out in front of the public on issues that are controversial and exciting. You know, I think that is the concern that many of my colleagues have. Many of my colleagues understand that marijuana prohibition has been a huge failure. Most of my colleagues understand that our current policy is not working. But to come out publicly and propose a specific different option has risks, and the benefits are pretty small. And I can tell you that when I say this is an exciting issue, what I mean is that there are a number of issues I'm working on. I'm working on education policy, equal rights for LGBT families. I'm working on environmental issues and clean energy. And it is a real struggle to get attention on those issues. Hmm. But as soon as you start talking about reforming our marijuana laws, people sit up and listen. So I think that's why some of my colleagues are concerned about getting out too far in front of this issue, even though they recognize that our current policy is a complete failure.
So you mentioned you've got co-sponsors, you're getting a reception you seem to indicate is pretty positive from both sides of the aisle. You know that the State House and Senate are Republican-led. Do you think this bill will actually go anywhere?
Well, we're going to have to find out. The bill is going to be assigned to a committee very, very shortly by the Speaker, and then we're going to reach out to the committee chair and see what interest there is in having a really fulsome debate with all of the research on the table about these issues. And I'm hopeful that that will happen. Whether or not we're able to get it through the gauntlet of a House and a Senate and a governor, you know, that's a tremendous challenge, and usually these things do take some time. So I don't want to be, you know, sanguine about how difficult it's going to be to pass this bill, but I do think that it's the right thing to do. I think it's a huge opportunity to redirect these wasted resources towards more important priorities. And I believe that that idea has a tremendous amount of support. Getting the details right and getting the details in order that's going to please everyone around the Capitol, that's going to be a challenge, but we're going to work on it.
And you feel Michigan is ready to decriminalize marijuana?
Well, like I said, the research suggests that the citizens support a more sensible drug control policy around marijuana. And there are a number of communities across the state that have passed similar measures through local initiative. And it's not just Detroit and Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti and Flint. It's also Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo and Traverse City. So, you know, this issue is picking up steam. And I think more and more people are realizing that there's a better way to deal with marijuana than to try to make prohibition work when it's been such a failure for so many decades.
State Representative Jeff Irwin, Ann Arbor Democrat, formally introduced House Bill 4623 today, legislation that would decriminalize the possession of small amounts of marijuana. Thanks so much for talking with us today, Representative.
Thanks for having me on.